WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. As Bryan College Station grows, so does traffic, but the Metropolitan Planning Organization is collecting data that should present solutions. Director Brad McCaleb says a corridor study of Highway 6, reaching from Southern College Station to Northern Bryan, is focused on volume and backed up traffic at the on and off ramps.
The purpose of the study is to try to identify some alternatives for addressing the congestion and delays at the interchanges, and then to give us a time frame for when we need to look at developing projects to add capacity to the main lanes of Highway 6.
McCaleb says 27 cameras and multiple tube counters have been recording traffic volume. The total cost for the study is slightly more than $155,000, which is being funded through the MPO's federally granted planning funds. And with school buses back on the road following spring break, drivers for the Bryan School District went through recent training using simulators.
They can sit down at a wheel and have this huge video screen in front of them, and simulations to include everything from rain, sleet, snow, even though we don't have that here that much, but they're being trained how to drive that bus in the snow, even something like a blowout. And so it's a real good way for our drivers to have some professional development training.
Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says the simulator is only one of three in the United States. Brazos County commissioners are exploring the use of internet-based video between the jail and the courthouse. County Judge Dwayne Peters says a retired judge from Dallas County has developed a non-proprietary system.
It can be used for a lot of things, not just jail, possibly not transporting. That's where we think we'll have some savings, not having to transport prisoners back and forth.
Peters says in addition to reducing inmate transports for court appearances, another application is training employees as they do in college classrooms.
Let's say in law enforcement, if there were an excellent instructor in some skill, rather than bringing them maybe here to do a training session, we might could set it up to where, you know, they actually are where they're at.
Peters says once they learn the cost, then a decision can be made on how much will be initially implemented. Meanwhile, in the prison system statewide, this week final testing begins at the first of two prisons to do something about an illegal practice that's been going on for years.
The practice involves cell phones being smuggled into prisons, and Houston State Senator John Whitmire, who chairs the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, says a prison near Beeville and another outside Beaumont will get electronic systems designed to make cell phones smuggled to inmates useless.
This new technology will actually go to a specific phone. I was in the Styles unit 2 weeks ago, and they showed me how it should work. I mean, it makes an individual phone inoperable.
Whitmire says inmates use cell phones for planning crimes and making threats, something he has personal knowledge of. Several years ago, Whitmire received threatening phone calls from a death row inmate whose mother smuggled a phone into him. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
As scammers grow bolder in their techniques, the local Better Business Bureau wants to keep BCS residents informed. CEO Bill McGuire says the common grandparent scam, where someone calls claiming to be a grandchild in need of help, has been enhanced to higher, scarier stakes.
This person called a lady up in our area and said that they had a pistol pointed to their relative's head and said, basically, stay on the cell phone. We want to know that you're on the cell phone at all the time, all times, and go to, you know, wherever. I don't know where she ended up wiring this $800, but they wanted $800 to release this person.
McGuire says, of course, no relative was actually at gunpoint. He says the first thing you should do in a situation like that is to hang up and see if you can reach your relative yourself to verify their whereabouts. And if you're driving in the Madisonville area, yesterday evening, a train struck a Sanderson Farms truck tractor on FM 39. The roads are now clear, but do be aware that railroad crews are still working to upright the 11 derailed cars. The driver of the truck was taken to St. Joseph's. WTAW News time is 8:09. It's 53 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30. or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Right now, BMW is having its first ever BMW Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. And with exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services, you can get a BMW that looks and performs so new, it's hard to tell that it's pre-owned. So, hurry into the first ever BMW Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event and take your first on-ramp in your new BMW today. Newer Certified Pre-Owned, we only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
8:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
High pressure's in control, and that's going to be responsible for more sunshine today, though it's not going to be quite as warm as it was yesterday. Highs will be up around 80 degrees. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 55 to 60. It'll be partly sunny tomorrow, highs near 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 50. Clouds on Thursday, highs anywhere from 70 to 75 during Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Okay, now I waited. Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society, and Anna's here this morning from the Chamber. So, Kat, I waited until now to do this story, okay?
Okay.
So that you don't think we're ganging up on you. But apparently, this may come as a shock to nobody, especially moms. Women worry more than men.
No.
Really?
A study discovered that women were more likely than men to feel nervous, anxious, or worried by a 22 to 16% margin. Younger and middle-aged men and women seem to be the most stressed. The good news is the older you get, the happier and less stressed. It's just because we can hear less and see less in that way. And we're guys. I mean, guys, we don't pay attention. It doesn't matter. Right?
Huh? Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that that's your motto? I don't care.
Yeah.
Very good. I resemble that.
Yeah. All right, let's play some Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. Ask a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Fun to play, easy to win. Yeah, we haven't gotten to play in a while. I was going to play yesterday with Ben White, but I didn't have time. And I don't think we even played Jethro Trivia and he was mayor, but we were running behind, so we didn't do that. Or did we? Did we play with McGuire yesterday?
I don't believe
so. Nah, see? It's so important we can't even remember when we play it. All right, so today's question is about a library book. A library book. So, Kat, you'll go first. All right? Then Kevin, and then Leah, and then Anna. It's a library book in Estonia making headlines because it is A, worth $3.2 million, B, haunted, C, written in Druidic, is that correct? Is that how you say that, Kat?
Yeah, Druidic.
Druidic, okay. And or it's 69 years overdue. Once again, a book in Estonia is making news because A, it's worth $3.2 million, B, it's haunted, C, it's written in Druidic, or D, it's 69 years overdue. Kat, what's the answer?
I'll go with A just for fun.
Okay, that's worth $3.2 million. All right, Kevin?
Yeah, I'll go with Druidic, too.
You're like, no, he would. No, she Druidic is C.
He's just making a joke because we were just talking about how guys don't pay attention.
Oh,
no.
Thank you, Kat.
He's making a joke. He wasn't doing it on purpose.
All right, Leah.
I'm going to go with the $3.2 million.
Okay,
Okay,
it's worth $3.2 million. Anna?
I'll say it was overdue.
That's it. She's the winner today. Yay! Of course, no prizes involved. An elderly Estonian man returned his overdue book originally checked out.
It was a man.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't care.
You rest your case.
About it.
Right, you rest your case. Yep, that was it. March 7th, 1944, along with an apology and an offer to pay the late fees.
What book was it?
The library closed due to a bombing damage when he tried to return it. I don't know. They waived the late fee. It does not say what it was. It does not say what the book was. But anyway, Yeah, current events book of 1934.
It's like a book about procrastination for dummies.
Yeah, there you go. Self-help. Yeah. All right, it's 8:15. Let's talk about what's going on in the Humane Society. Actually, before we do that, we got some correspondence from a listener, and it's a situation that I guess y'all have dealt with the Humane Society. Mm-hmm. So maybe educate people a little bit about it if they have a rabies tag and license.
Right. Well, this listener was did get a reminder for a county tag for their dog, and they were honestly wondering if it was a legitimate reminder, and they had one for one dog and not for the other. They're interested in what a rabies vaccination certificate is, which should be given to you every time your vet gives your animal a rabies vaccination.
Right.
They are required to give you a rabies vaccination certificate. They are the rabies vaccination is required by law. So that is a very important and integrated part of the whole process.
Sure.
Is making sure you have your rabies vaccination certificate. And then the payment for the rabies we can do them at the shelter, or if you choose to do it by mail, it's actually getting sent to Irving, Texas now. So what has happened is the tag source has been outsourced, mm-hmm. and for numerous reasons. And people are getting these reminders, and it's been years since reminders have gone out, because mm-hmm. we've kind of had some different issues with the tag system, and reminders used to go out back some time ago, and they didn't for several years, and now they're going out continually right now. And what people are seeing is, well, I'm getting a reminder for one dog and not the other, and that might be because your animal's rabies vaccinations are at different times, and the county tag, because this is all about the Brazos County tag, expires on the anniversary of that rabies vaccination. Rabies vaccination and county tags are required by law for every dog, cat, and ferret living in Brazos County. If they're here 30 days, they are now overdue for their rabies or their county tag.
So it's like the license for your car. I mean, you have more than one car that could be on different in different months. And same thing true.
And
here.
It's not, a lot of people think, oh, it's just a way for us to, you know, take their money or something of that nature, or keep tabs on their dogs. And it's really not. There's a lot of benefits that come with the county tag. If your animal is impounded at the shelter, there's a discounted impound fee along with an extended impound time. Normally, strays are held for 3 days. If it has a current county tag, it's held for 10 days. Mm. Because if it has a current county tag, we assume someone's been caring for that sure. animal more recently. And then if your animal is running at large and is injured, animal control picks up that animal, realize it has a current county tag, it, you know, maybe has a broken leg, something of that nature, they will take it to the small animal clinic at the vet school, and we, Aggieland Humane Society, will pay for $500 a stabilization treatment while we locate the owner. And we don't ask that owner to pay back that money. It's part of the benefit of that tag. So it's a really great opportunity. And we, like I said, it keeps your information more current and stuff like that. So if you're getting reminders for one dog and not the other, that could be why. Or maybe you'd purchased sold a county tag at one clinic and maybe not at another clinic for a dog or your cat or whatever it is. And so you're getting reminders for one dog, but maybe you have never got a county tag for your other dog. And fortunately, here where I'm from, they actually, if I say I registered my dog in, you know, 1998 and then I didn't again for 5 years, they make me pay every back year. We don't do that here.
Oh, wow.
But we would like you to have your animals current. And so we're trying to get caught up and so on and so forth. So and if you've purchased your county tag, you know, you knew your animal was due for a rabies vaccination. Mm-hmm. You went to the vet, you know, they sold you a county tag and you got a reminder in the mail. You can disregard that reminder. So some people are buying two tags and stuff because you have numerous options now, because you can come to the shelter, you can get it from your veterinarian. You can do it online because there's information on that reminder card as well, or you can mail it in. So there's a lot of different options as well. So
That answers that. And there'll be more confusion, but there you go. But you'll be glad to explain it if you call. All right, what else you got going on?
So we are, this month, the end of March and into April, we don't have too many events at the shelter itself. Now, we do have lots of events we'll be at. We're going to be at the Vet School Open House on April 20th. And next week, I have to bring more information. There is a organization at the Blinn campus that is hosting a 5K run as a fundraiser for us. So it's a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. And that's also the morning of April 20th. You can go out and participate in that. We'll be out at Thomas More Feed on the 13th. They're going to have a rabies vaccination clinic
there
out there.
Right there.
We haven't exactly gotten all the details if we're going to be out there actually doing the county tags and stuff yet. Staffing issues.
Okay.
A couple of things like that are going on. Now we're gearing up for Adopt-A-Thon, which is May 4th. I know it's like, oh, well, it's a long ways away. It'll be here before you know it. Now Adopt-A-Thon this year, we're looking at some additional things going on, including having more of a pet fair. So if you're not necessarily looking for another pet, we might have a county tag info booth there for all these questions.
Sure, there you go.
And we're going to have some things for people who already have pets or maybe not necessarily looking for another pet, but they can, they're interested in animal in helping the animals or just general information, farm animal, petting zoo, and then some of the rescue groups in this area and the ones that we work with as well, so that people know what's going on in the community and all around pet fair, on May 4th. So, for more information, go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, or you can come and visit us at 5359 Leonard Road, and we're open 11 to 6 on weekdays and 11 to 3 on Saturdays.
All right, very good. Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right, that's what's going on at the animal shelter from Leah. All right, hello Anna. What's
Good
going
morning.
On at the world of the chamber?
Well, we are gearing up for Chamber Day on Thursday. Chamber Day is a day when we gather up as many volunteers as we can, and we hit the streets and basically try to visit every single business we can find, and just kind of see how things are going. You know, we're glad you guys are a part of our business community. We're thankful that you chose Bryan College Station to build your business, and we just want to say thank you. If you're interested in being a part of this, it's all day Thursday. There are morning shifts and afternoon shifts. You can volunteer for one and or both. We'll be serving you breakfast and lunch. It's a really good deal, and it's fun. You'll meet a lot of people. We want you to bring a stack of business cards with you and promote your own business as well as the chamber. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in volunteering for that, we have an online volunteer registration you can fill out at bcschamber.org, or you can contact Kimberly at the chamber. Also, following Chamber Day, Thursday is a big day for us. Following Chamber Day, we'll be at Business After Hours at Allen Honda. This will be the second year that they're hosting our March Business After Hours, and last year it was a really fun time. So grab some more business cards and come out for that. Business After Hours is a free event for our chamber members and potential chamber members. So if you're interested in finding out more about how you can get involved, or if you just want to meet some people, or if you just need a snack or a drink, or, you know, we will invite you to come hang out and see what all the chambers got going on. Other than that, we're preparing for Job Fair, sponsored by Reynolds and Reynolds, and that is going to be Tuesday, April 16th. So any businesses, member or non-member, businesses interested in hosting a booth, we have costs available for members and non-members. You can contact Julie Geldard at the chamber for booth registration information, and the Job Fair is going to be free for attendees. So if you're looking for a job, Tuesday, April 16th at the Hilton from 1 to, our end time is questionable, it's going to be at least 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You can put your work clothes on and come out and look for some positions. We don't have all the information available on all the businesses that are going to be there, but when we do, we'll have that information on our website, bcschamber.org, as well. And we finally would like to thank our platinum sponsor this week, which is the Walmart Supercenter in Bryan. We want to thank you guys for all you do for the chamber. If you have any questions about our event, you can find more information at bcschamber.org or call us at the office at 260-5200.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, visit the folks from the chamber on Tuesdays as well. It's all brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
news from the housing sector. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Home builders started more new projects last month. The Commerce Department reports housing starts rose 0.8% in February to an annual rate of 917,000. The number of building permits was up strongly, suggesting future numbers will be positive. We spent more money with big retailers last week. The Council of Shopping Centers says chain store sales were up nearly 1.5% from the prior week. A new line of flavored zero-calorie carbonated water will be introduced by the Coca-Cola Company. Fruit water will start showing up on store shelves next month. The new product contains the artificial sweetener sucralose, known by the brand name Splenda. The National Football League will become an investor. The NFL is teaming up with the private equity firm Providence Equity Partners to establish a $300 million fund to make investments in sports, media, and technology startups. Stock market futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
It's deer season, and that can mean only one thing. Huge savings on John Deere utility tractors. Get 0% financing for 60 months and up to $1,500 off new 30 to 75 horsepower 3E and 5E open station tractors. Hurry in before these incredible deer season deals disappear. Offer ends April 30th, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan cash off with purchase of two qualifying implements. Restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Stop by Foster's Farm and Equipment in Hockley or Foster's East Tex Farm and Home in Beaumont and Liberty or visit us online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
It's always made getting office supplies easy. And now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too. Like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer ends 3/23/13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Most people think of camels as well-adapted to their desert habitat. Their fat-storing humps help them survive the lack of food, and extra-wide hooves make it easier to walk on sand. But the recent discovery of ancient camel fossils in the high Arctic is forcing paleontologists to rethink the origins of those archetypal traits. Natalia Rubchinsky of the Canadian Museum of Nature says the fossils date back 3.5 million years to when the Arctic was covered in boreal forest.
Possibly the earliest ancestors of camels were originally adapted for living in a northern forested environment, and that some of the traits like the hump were actually originally specializations for surviving through the winter.
Wide hooves may have made it easier to walk on snow, and excellent night vision would have been useful for enduring months of Arctic darkness. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
The Aggie Report is next. Last
but last! Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the coaching staff. To win, you have to make sure your team is strong at every position. We understand. As a workers' comp provider, our first responsibility is helping businesses protect their employees so they can stay on the job. So, coach, even though we're glad you're telling your team to focus on training and equipment and technique, we have to wonder, have you been reading our playbook? Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Aggie baseball team fresh off a sweep of Georgia over this weekend will move back out onto Olsen Field at Bluebell Park tonight for a 6:35 pitch against Dallas Baptist. 6:35 tonight at Bluebell Park. Dallas Baptist comes in with an 11-9 record on the road this year. They are 5-3. This is a ball club that the Aggies now have played a total of 33 times in the history of the two programs, and the Aggies are 25-8 all time against Dallas Baptist. However, DBU in the last four games is 2-2 against Texas A&M. So it's the last chance, by the way, to see the Aggies play, as they'll be on the road this coming weekend. They will be at Oxford, Mississippi, to take on Ole Miss, and then one Tuesday game against UTA the following Tuesday. That'll be a week from tonight, and on the road again to take on South Carolina in Columbia. So it's Dallas Baptist tonight on the field there at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
Hey folks, how's your yard looking? Could it use a one-time cleanup? This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. At ABC, we offer a special one-time cleanup to get your Brazos Valley yard shaped up. Our crews will mow, edge, blow the clippings, trim the shrubs, remove leaves, and clean out flower beds. And because our skilled crews work all over the area, odds are we're already pretty close. So call today, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts, no matter what you want to call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. And at RV Station in Bryan, they don't have a big city overhead that you have to pay. It simply means that you get to get your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. So you deal with RV Station. The philosophy is simple. The best price in the country on the country's best brands. Right now, at RV Station in Bryan, it's time for you and your family to have a look at the 2013 Jayco J-Flight 267 bunkhouse. It sleeps eight, and it's just $199 a month. And don't forget that RV Station has factory-certified service techs. One of the largest parts inventories in the area can keep your RV in peak condition. So get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit. They're located at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. It's RV Station. Get your vacation going now.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a colorful and unique bed and breakfast in the heart of Navasota. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. School bus drivers for the Bryan School District recently trained on one of only three simulators in the United States. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says drivers went through scenarios including tire blowouts and inclement weather.
It's imperative that our drivers are well trained, and we've had a number of drivers all comment on just how great the training was, and they feel like it's, you know, given them even more tools to be safe on the road. Unfortunately, we've had more incidents of other drivers for some reason not seeing that gigantic yellow school bus and running into us. And fortunately, none of those have been serious. But yeah, we've been very lucky.
Each day, 70 Bryan District buses travel 7,000 miles, enough to cross the U.S. and back. Later this year, Brazos County commissioners will learn the price of installing internet-based video between the courthouse and the jail. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the video link doesn't have to be restricted only to jail inmates appearing before a judge.
You have to have the approval of the judge and prosecutors and defense attorneys and all, and you know that's to be seen. But if we had this system set up where they might could have witnesses actually testify, you know, in a court case.
Peters says it has to be secure in order for inmates and their lawyers to hold private conversations.
I think they told us if a hacker did one hack per second, it'd take 500-something thousand years to break into the system. So they tell us it's very secure.
And the two-way video could also be used for educational purposes instead of bringing people to town to train county employees. Although working at home sounds like a dream come true to some, Bill McGuire with the local Better Business Bureau says not to let your guard down when looking for an employer.
A lady dropped by a phony check just this last week. She had been looking online for part-time employment opportunities. They asked her to be a mystery shopper, and they offered $300 per visit to a store. She signed up for it. She got a check for $2,950 before she made her first appearance at a store.
McGuire says the woman was given directions to deposit it at her bank and wire money back to them, which should always be a red flag. He says, unfortunately, most of the work-at-home opportunities that people ask them about turn out to be scams, but there are a few legitimate ones, so be sure to check with the BBB. And backed-up traffic at Highway 6's entrance and exit ramps is not only annoying, it's dangerous. Brad McCaleb with the Metropolitan Planning Organization says TxDOT has a ramp project in the works to make it safer, but the MPO is also conducting a corridor study on the volume of traffic.
We suspect that it's primarily caused by the volume of left turn movements. So some of the things that we can do to address that is instead of having people make a left turn on one side of the interchange and then a left turn on the other side of the interchange, we could add a turnaround structure where you don't have to go through any of the signals.
He says Alliance Transportation Group out of Austin is doing the data collection and analysis, and the MPO will meet with the Highway 6 Advisory Group soon. McCaleb says there will be public meetings in the near future. And the Pentagon says the U.S. military is out of shape, and it's launching a major campaign called Operation Live Well to turn that around. Assistant Defense Secretary Jonathan Woodson says This program will affect everybody.
Active duty and reserve component members, military children, spouses, retirees, Department of Defense civilians, more than 10 million individuals we have responsibility for.
He says military members and retirees smoke more than the average American, and active duty members are frequently too fat, making excess weight a top cause of involuntary separation, both problems that need to be addressed. The program will cover all U.S. military bases in the world, and each program will be evaluated to see if it conforms. Finally, drive carefully if you're in the Madisonville area. Railroad crews are working on FM 39 to upright 11 train cars, which were derailed last night when a train struck a Sanderson Farms truck tractor. The truck's driver was taken to St. Joseph's. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 55 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584. Easter is fast approaching, and now's the time to capture those special Easter moments. Call Specialties Photography today to reserve your child's Easter portraits with live Easter bunnies. Special includes 15 shots in studio, 2 5x7s, and 8 wallets from your favorite pose, all for only $39.95, with all additional sheets only $14.95. Sessions available now through April 5th. Call Specialties Photography to reserve your Easter special, or visit specialphoto.com. Specialties Photography, your locally owned and operated professional portrait studio.
Everyone here at Molly Maid is ready for spring. Enjoy coming home after the cleaning pros at Molly Maid have made it clean, fresh, and ready for spring. The kind of clean that only the professionals from Molly Maid can provide. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. We will clean your home top to bottom so you can use your valuable time for things on your want-to-do list instead of your have-to-do list. Call today to find out how to get started. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit the cleaning pros on the web at mollymaid.com.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Line Home Products. Line Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker United, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Sunshine, not quite as warm today, and cooler temperatures are in store for the region as we head through the middle part of the week. We'll be partly sunny today. We'll find our highs around 80 degrees. Maybe a few showers and thunderstorms crossing the region tonight, 55 to 60. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be close to 50 degrees. Clouds will increase on Thursday, and highs will be anywhere from 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
So Variety is going to publish their final print edition today. This thing's been going for 80 years. More than 20,000 daily print editions. Daily Variety published its final print issue today. The last edition of what has been Variety's signature publication since 1933 will come off 1 week before the March 26th debut that it was rebooted weekly, resurrecting a magazine that was published every Tuesday with special editions devoted to the award season and stuff like that. Time has just kind of passed them by. And they used to have really catchy headlines. That was one of the things that was very noticeable about Variety. They would we basically speak in the lingo of entertainment, but it's going away. So it's time now to detox your wallet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Our wallets go everywhere with us, and some of us are, in fact, weighted down with all sorts of unhelpful junk, like ticket stubs and receipts and discount cards and all that. So now it's time to clear it out. For instance, it's time to say see you to your shopping cards. Sure, they get you that offer for the discount, but they also encourage you to keep on spending. So keep one or two that you frequently use, only keeping cards that are current and used regularly. Now, when they say shopping cards, do they mean credit cards? I mean, I'm not sure. Would it be a loyalty card? No more useless paper. Go through your wallet, take out all those old receipts, those old ticket stubs, any of those little bits of paper that have telephone numbers and names on them. That's why you have an iPhone. So you don't have to worry about that anymore. Okay? Just take it there. By the way, speaking of photos, keep those to a minimum. It's great to have a photo of your loved ones, but do your wallet a favor and move those to the smartphone. Also, now comes the crunch. Farewell to your fantastic plastic. So, yeah, this is where it is. Time to remove any excess plastic. That means credit cards. If you've got lots of cards, close them down. Consolidate your debts on the lower interest cards. And, as you may know or may not, the more credit cards you have, that may, in fact, negatively impact your credit score.
Oh, good grief.
Well, it really could. So just remember that, and when you close it with a certified letter so that you get a copy of that, so that it is. But, and then you go in and get your credit report, as we've talked about, to make sure that you don't have too many credit cards out there. A good way to know exactly how much cash you have is to get in the habit of putting your notes in the proper compartments. There's no way I do that. There is no way I do that. By organizing, you not only have an idea how much money you have,
but you have less time in your life.
That's right. It reduces your trips to the ATM.
And it makes everyone behind you in line hate your guts.
I don't go to the ATM. I don't have an ATM.
Oh, no, I'm talking about like at the grocery store. You're sitting there counting. Okay, my one's here. My five's here.
Yeah, no,
I'm sorry. I know you need to go home, but I'm just needing to count my money out before I can continue with this transaction.
Listen to her doing her funny little voice. Now, the one that's worse is when they get the total and then they pull the checkbook out.
Yeah.
Or they get the total and then they go, oh, I think I need some cigarettes. And yeah, give me some Pall Mall non-filter. And what kind of Pall Mall you got? Oh, you got 23 different kinds. What, bring them all over here and let me make a choice.
Some grapes, Swisher Sweets.
Yeah, well, whatever. I'm just saying.
That just sounds so
They
yucky.
Ought to make people go into a separate line to buy smokes. I'm just saying. And it says here, spend your shrapnel first.
I think they mean coins. They're being clever. That's
very nice.
Clever.
Okay. No one likes to break a note, so make it your mission to use up all of your coins first. There you go.
Another reason for people to kill you. One time I paid for a movie ticket with coins out of an Altoid tin. Golly, I thought everyone in the line and the guy himself I was paying were just acted like it was the most offensive thing they'd ever seen.
Well, why don't you do that.
Yeah, why are you carrying an Altoid tin?
Well, because I have to carry my shrapnel in. Oh, I was trying to pay off, use all my coins.
Aren't you supposed to have a coin purse or some of those little clam things that you squeeze open? Remember those little plastic
Well, I've got
deals?
A little zipper purse from Venezuela or someplace now, but I used to have an Altoid tin. Okay. I've carried money in a chocolate box before. I mean, it's not a big deal.
A chocolate box?
Like a little Whitman sampler box.
Oh, I see. Okay.
With a rubber band around it.
And it wouldn't rattle as much that way, too. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it rattles the coins on the Altoid tin. Probably pretty annoying.
Yeah. So.
At any given moment, more than 800,000 vehicles in U.S. America are being driven by someone that is using a cell phone.
Oh, goody.
800,000 vehicles in the U.S. being driven by someone who is using a cell phone. Just saying.
As long as they're not texting.
Oh, really? I don't know about that at all.
I judge texters more harshly than talkers.
No, I don't know that at all, because if you're concentrating on the phone conversation, you may be looking at the road, but I'm not exactly sure that you're paying attention.
Well, what if you're asking for directions?
Well, Well, it could be. Yeah.
Get that machine.
What's all that grunting in there?
I'm hopping up on the little stool here. get yourself one of those machines that tells you that. Polk County, Oregon sheriff's deputies presented with a perplexing case. A man found shot dead in a truck in a farm field with no evidence that anybody shot him. And he wasn't holding a rifle either, as in suicide. As they investigated, they learned that the victim was the suspect in a nearby burglary. As far as detectives can figure, the man stole several firearms in the burglary, but didn't check to see if they were unloaded and safe. And as he drove across a bumpy field, one of the rifles was jostled enough to fire.
Wow.
Now, you talk about karma. That's
in the
pretty
car.
Amazing. Yeah, karma in the truck. Hello?
Yeah, you're talking about guys using cell phone on the drive-in?
Yes.
It's actually 800,001 because I just did it.
Thank you. Okay, good. Appreciate that. All right, nothing like adding to the number. Okay.
Thank you.
Please hang up quickly before you have an accident, and we're to blame for that. But, a guy's driving the car, and it jostles the gun so much that one of them goes off and shoots and kills him. Don't know. He maybe he's made some bad decisions in his life.
Yeah.
Coming back to get him.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF.
Common sense, horse sense, street smarts. No matter what you call it, it boils down to sound, practical judgment. At RV Station and Bryan, we don't have big city overhead. That simply means we sell your dream RV for thousands less than the competition. Our philosophy is simple. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, it's time for your family to enjoy this 2013 Jayco J-Flight 267 bunkhouse. Sleeps eight, just $199 a month. $19,995, 10% down plus TTNL, 5.99% for 120 months WAC, stock number 1671. Don't forget, RV Station has factory-certified service techs and one of the largest parts inventories in the area to keep your RV in peak condition. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
848 News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, when your favorite shampoo all of a sudden has a newly designed bottle, there's a reason for that.
Really?
Yep. The new bottle almost always contains less shampoo for the same price.
Oh.
One of those tricks that the sellers are using on us. Here's some others. To boost sales, many stores encourage you to travel in a counterclockwise direction around the store. This is because most of us push our shopping carts the same way we drive our cars, to the right. This makes it easier for your dominant right hand to grab impulse items. Ever think about that? Huh? Mobile telephones and cable TV companies often bundle services together for one price. The reason is to obscure the cost of each individual service, because you don't want to go through the fine print. You just buy the bundle. Fancy decorations. People are willing to pay more for beer bought in a fancy hotel bar than at a rundown deli. The same applies for most other things that we buy. If the surroundings are nicer, you'll pay for that. Never forget the first time I bought a bottle of beer in New York City.
New York City?
Yep, went there with one of my kiddos, and I'm sitting in the bar at the hotel in Times Square. And so I asked him for a Heineken. And he brought it to me, and I put down a $5 bill and he looked at me.
Oh, okay. That wasn't quite enough. All right.
All righty.
Yes, sir, then. We'll go back to Pabst Blue Ribbon. Anyway.
they probably didn't even have that.
They probably didn't. And online shoppers exposed to background wallpaper of pennies will spend more at that website than those that have a background of clouds for the wallpaper.
Seriously?
That's what they're telling
us. I don't trust any website with a bunch of weird wallpaper. Yeah. I like, you know, Amazon is good and plain and professional. I'm not going to put my credit card information on some website with clouds or pennies in the background.
Hey, when you guys were talking about cleaning out your wallet, you went off on a tangent about change and storing change and carrying change.
We did.
I've got a great suggestion. This is something I taught my two sons when they were 4 and 5 years old, and my wife bought into it. A little bit more difficult with her because she'd leave her loose change on the counter and dresser and bathroom.
Right.
But we would put it in a big, I mean, it was a big plastic jar at the end of the day.
Yes.
And usually around October, November, when we start getting ready to do Christmas shopping, that's the majority of what we would use for Christmas shopping. And we would have, on average, for the last probably 10, 12 years, we would have between $400 and $500. And 1 year, we had almost $1,000 in change.
Yeah, no, it's an excellent idea, sir. You're exactly right. Thank you. No, that's...
Until you try to pay for something with the coins.
Yeah, no, we do that at our house. And we did it and transferred it into... We cut the top off plastic gallon milk jugs and did that. And my wife got mad at me because I went and cashed it in and she wasn't there.
Oh.
But it was fun, man, just pouring that stuff in there. And Neil Bortz has talked about the same thing with $1 bills. And I will tell you for a fact, we have done this for a long time. As long as we've been married, we've been doing this. And when you buy a cup of coffee or something and you pay with $5, take the ones and put them away. You force yourself to save money. Paid for a vacation that way. Just, you know, do it. It's kind of a neat, and so I thank the caller for that. It is. Take the money and put it someplace so you can't get at it. And you'll be surprised how painless it is to save money. All right. Got a cut. Do you put a Band-Aid on it or do you leave it exposed to the air to
depends
make it heal faster?
Depends on what you have to do later.
Yeah, well, that could also be true. Yeah, if you're delivering a calf later on, you may want to go ahead and cover it up. Anyway, when it comes to life's little cuts and scrapes, some people believe it's better to put a bandage on, while some people believe that you should leave it exposed to the air because it helps it heal faster. The truth is, better to put a bandage on it for a couple of reasons. A bandage keeps it moist, and moist skin heals faster than dry skin. If the wound dries, it forms a scab, and it's more likely to leave a scar. And a bandage keeps dirt and germs out and helps prevent infection.
Was the study promoted by the Band-Aid company?
No, it really wasn't. Emax Health, in fact, are the ones that did it. It's also a good idea to put a little cream like Neosporin on it before you put the Band-Aid on. Also, despite the popular opinion, ripping off a Band-Aid quickly is not the best way to remove it.
Oh, I know how you can do it.
Oh, please tell us.
Heat it up with a hair dryer.
A blowtorch.
A hair dryer for about 10 or 20 seconds, and the glue will soften, and then it'll come right off without hurting.
Well, there you go. Well, that is a good way to do that. You have to be careful because, again, if you try to pull it off quickly, you could, in fact, reopen the wound, which would, you know, not work very well. Also, the other thing that you can do is dab some baby oil on the edges. You know, if you're not carrying your handy-dandy hair dryer around with you.
Because everyone has baby oil.
Of course they do.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years. For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No
membership necessary to purchase.
WC Tractor in New Holland have some great deals for you on our tractors. We have financing at 0% for 72 months. That's 0% for 72 months for qualified buyers. Or you can get cash back on the Boomer 20 to 50 horsepower compact tractors, as well as the Workmaster 45 to 75 horsepower utility tractors. This offer also includes the industry-leading New Holland PowerStar T475 ropes and cab tractors. Stop by WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy to see for yourself.
You've always been a man who's enjoyed using his abilities to help others, and retirement has given you more time to do that. Contact Homestead Senior Care today, where we're currently looking for caregivers just like you. For more information, click on homestead.com/BCS.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advance Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you, whether it's for you individually or for your business. Let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net or call us at 979-694-6900.
Aaron's Family Dentistry in Bryan is known for offering big city benefits with that small town feel. How? For starters, their office has been locally owned and operated by Jim and Karen Aaron's since 1984, and they've spent those years building relationships with families in the Brazos Valley. Their friendly atmosphere is coupled with state-of-the-art technology that's used in every procedure.
Receive convenience with a personal touch at Aaron's Family Dentistry. Call 268-1407, like us on Facebook, or visit us online at arentsdds.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. The girl who kissed the nerd in a GoDaddy commercial, Bar Raffelli, is that her name?
Bar Raffelli.
Yeah, Bar Raffelli. There you go. Good looking woman.
Yeah, she's not too terrible to look at.
Well, it's interesting, and she's a model. Facing a new round of backlash back home for evading her country's compulsory military draft. I'd never seen her before, but you know, saw her kissing the nerd in that GoDaddy commercial. Under Israeli law, at age 18, men are required to serve 3 years. Women are required to serve 2. But the Huffington Post says that Barr found a loophole by marrying a family friend back in 07 so she could continue her modeling career. She went on to date Leonardo DiCaprio and also to be on the runways for Victoria's Secret and pose in Sports Illustrated. There were even calls for a boycott of Fox in 2008 when she landed a lucrative contract with them. The supermodel acknowledged the latest dust-up by boasting to her Israeli social media followers that, quote, my Instagram feed has more readers than Israel's most popular newspaper, end quote.
Oh, she's not trying to make friends.
That's not going to sit well over there. That's
probably not the way to answer that one.
Don't think so. So there you go. She may get her comeuppance. This guy in Pennsylvania just might have the biggest beer can collection in the world, 51-year-old Jeff LeBeau.
Better beer cans than Barbies.
Yeah, York Haven, yeah, I think so. York Haven, Pennsylvania, has saved 83,000 cans. That's a lot. He, in fact, built a guest house on his property just for the cans. Rents it out for beer parties at $375 a night. Says he's been collecting cans since 1970. Well, okay. I guess that's okay. The deepest part of the Earth's seafloor, that's the Mariana Trench, they apparently have found life down there, way down there. In fact, 10 times the amount of bacteria that has ever been noticed at that distance.
No kidding.
Yep. I mean, we're talking it's an average depth of like 2.3 miles. And
really
across dark. Across the ocean, but the trench is 7 miles. And so by comparison, Mount Everest is 6 miles tall. So you could take Mount Everest, turn it over, and plop it down in the water.
Wow.
And there'd still be a mile there in the Mariana Trench. And stuff lives down there. I I mean, how in the world do they do that?
Do you think there's any dinosaurs still around?
Down there? No, probably not. I wouldn't think so. But, you know, okay. A group of Russian bears has morphed into a pack of strung-out junkies, according to scientists who say they are hooked on fumes from aviation fuel tank leaks at an airport. The baked bears walk up to the tanks, they knock the tops off, and they start sniffing away. Can you imagine that? Afterwards, they plop down and zone out for hours. That's like birds eating chana berries that have gotten fermented.
Yeah,
just go out there and have a party, right? Yeah, it's a bird party. All right, let me see. On this date in history, the Citibank of New York became the site of the first bank robbery.